This is KUNC. I'm Kyra Buckley. It's open enrollment for Coloradans buying health insurance on the state's exchange, Connect for Health Colorado. Michael Conway is the interim insurance commissioner for the state. I asked him about what people can expect for 2019 and if they should plan to pay more for insurance.
The average rate is going to go up slightly in the individual market this year. It's going to go up 5.6%. But that's just the beginning of the story. If folks shop, what we're seeing for folks that get tax credits, though, that have subsidies, if they shop, they may be able to lower their premiums by up to 50%. And even those folks that don't get tax credits, if they go out and they shop and they look at the other plans that are available to them, they may be able to have some substantial savings as well.
And the current administration has removed the individual mandate, which required people to buy insurance or to face a penalty. Do you think that the removal of that will affect rates going forward?
We're expecting the enrollment numbers to come in right about where they were for 2018 and 2019. And if that's the case, then we don't think that there will be a big impact from the mandate going away. So that 5.6% rate increase on average would have been much lower if the administration hadn't done a few different things, one of those being taking away the mandate.
What are some of the other reasons then for that small rate hike this coming year?
Piece of it is what the federal administration did between the removal of the mandate, the expansion of short-term plans, just kind of the continued uncertainty that's being caused because of the things that are happening at the federal level is impacting the individual market. But there's also just medical inflation that's in those numbers as well.
Last year, there was concern that not all areas of the state would have coverage, specifically that rural areas on the western slope might not have a provider offering plans on the exchange. Is that a concern moving into 2019?
No, it's not. We worked really hard last year to make sure that we kept all seven of our insurance companies in the marketplace, in the individual market, and on Connect for Health Colorado. And we don't have any concern because we were able to keep all seven insurance carriers in the market last year, or this year, I should say. We don't have any concern that we're going to have a problem going into next year on that front.
People on the western slope last year, I think they were only able to choose plans from one provider. First of all, is that correct? And moving forward, where there'll be more options?
There are 14 counties on the western slope that only have one insurer, Anthem. Going into next year, there will still be in those 14 counties, we're only going to have Anthem.
For a lot of people, they're saying that healthcare is one of their biggest expenses and that they might have to make difficult choices about whether to have lower premiums but high deductibles or vice versa. And I think that this fear might be elevated for somebody who maybe has a pre-existing condition. And I'm just wondering, what would you suggest to someone who says health insurance is, you know, really breaking their bank right now?
What I would suggest to them is that they need to start engaging with their legislators at the state level. We have to do things at the state level to try and control healthcare costs in particular. Our healthcare costs are what drive up our insurance premiums. So what the hospital is charging, what your doctor is charging. And if we're going to tackle things, if we want premiums to go down on a sustainable front, we have to start having really hard conversations about how we're going to reduce those healthcare costs. But there's also things that we can do in the short term. We were proponents last year of what was the reinsurance bill in Colorado. That reinsurance bill in Colorado was going to, on average across the state, reduce premiums by 20%. And we are anticipating that that bill will be coming back next year, or a version of that bill at the very least will be coming back next year. So for folks that are concerned about the premiums that they're going to be paying, which is all of us, I think it's imperative for them to start talking with their legislators now, tomorrow, the next day, about one, healthcare costs, so that we can drive some sustainable premium relief for folks. But then two, on the short-term side, talk to them about that reinsurance bill and some immediate relief that we can provide going into 2020.
That was Colorado Interim Insurance Commissioner Michael Conway talking about 2019 insurance plans on the individual marketplace. Open enrollment goes through January 15th, but for coverage to begin at the first of the year, a plan must be purchased by December 15th. Kyra Buckley, KUNC.